think you want to have striped.
Right.
And then you're going to have bids for that striping, whether it's Proline or I know Selco still does striping. There's a couple other striping area outfits out there, and you're going to have to put it out for bid.
Because, so I have to come up with the scope.
So you're going to have to come up with a scope of work on it and get people in here to bid that.
People that you know are going to do good work, though. I mean, don't, like those ones that, you've seen some bad paint jobs.
No. Do you like what's down now?
Yeah, I think it looks
that's
good.
That's Proline.
But when they first did it.
That was somebody else.
You got dizzier.
That was not them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't get a bid from them. Because then if we get them as the lowest bid.
That was.
That we're not going to tell. We're not going to say. Right. Just leave it right there. But I can tell you who did that. And I was not happy.
Yeah, that was not good.
Are you talking stop walks and crosswalks too? Or just the stripes?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, those are all. I would say do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't need them.
I mean, do you remember? They have the.
Striping and striping.
That's everything. Yeah. Okay.
And
for sure.
They have the special paint, you know. So.
He's making me.
It's okay.
You can fill something after that talk.
Instead of doing telegraph, we're going to strike the streets.
Okay.
Do us a favor and get a layout of all your streets you need striped. Get us three bids.
Well,
that's get scope this the bids you can get. You need a scope first.
Yeah.
Scope. I couldn't even get three bids for Proline.
And that's fine. And that's the point. The point is it's like anything else we do here. If you can't get bids, you can't get bids. If we put it out there for people to bid and they decide not to do it, that's not the city council's fault.
Nope.
The city council is doing their due diligence. We've done this for years. If Proline's the only one that bids it, well, guess what? I guess they're the ones that are going to get to do the job.
Yep.
But we have to put it out there for everyone to have the opportunity, or we're going to be considered a biased city that we only let certain people do work in, and we're not going to do that. Not wise here. So get a scope of work, get the streets you want out there, contact who you need to contact, have them come in, bid it, bring it back to the council, and we'll move forward from there. Are you writing all these things down that I'm requesting of you?
Yes.
That's what's frightening.
You need a bigger piece of paper?
Oh, God.
Got plenty of room on that floor.
Okay, moving on. Item number 13, public bid opening. Reference sealed bid opening, reference West Loretta Street property. It appears we have one bid for West Loretta Street property.
We had a minimum on that, didn't we?
Well, five.
About five.
Well,
five.
Are you backing it?
Yeah. Right, I'm going tonight. I don't want to cut myself.
There's somebody else.
Or somebody else.
On purpose? I mean, accidentally?
Just keep it in your pocket. Mike, can you open that for him?
Anticipation is killing us.
Southern Mud property. Southern Mud would like to formally offer a $7,500 for the city's property on West Loretta Street connected to our current property located at 420 West Loretta Street. We'd like to waive the survey requirement. Signed by Brandon Schatt, Southern Mud of the Midwest. Ryan, is that right? Ryan Land Company, LLC.
$7,500?
So that'll be the same thing as last time. Now we'll just have to. We'd have to open it up for 75, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the council minimum. Wanted to go down to a minimum 7,500, yep. You'd have to reopen it up to everybody to give them a fair chance to bid it at that.
No. I said no. No on 75.
I say let it go. Ain't doing this anything, and nobody's gonna buy. I mean,
it's been a year.
It only makes sense. We finally got a person that's bringing a business into our community. It's right next door. It's gonna help that business and give them a little bit more room. Why are we fighting these guys? We've had it on bid for.
And theoretically, if you want to get technical about it, the only one that would benefit from receiving that property is going to be Southern Mud,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Mine too.
Obviously, I don't have a say in whether or not we let it go, but, you know, that's regardless.
So do we have to open up?
Yes.
Like, get next meeting, have a bid?
Well, this is where I start having issues with bidding. It's kind of like this deal with this concrete work down in Dolan's. Now I have a bid in my hand that I just read from someone.
And everybody knows it.
And everybody knows that that's his bid. So now he's either going to have to go back and tweak his bid, which obviously he probably does not want to do, or the council's going to have to decide to sell the property. To me, because of the issues we've had in the past.
There's no reason. I do feel a little bit bad because we did have another bid at a prior time that was a little bit more. But I think this is the most fitting thing to say that we just make a sale.
I think we went back to those people, though, I think.
And we did. Yes, we did.
And they didn't put in another. And here's my other problem. Here's my other problem with that is we put this property out for rebid. So everyone that bid it in the past had the opportunity to bid this property again. And you've got one bid in front of you. They've had all the ample time to bid the property, and only one sent the bid. So in my opinion, and it has no bearing on anything here, is we have one person that said, oh, hell, I'm going to bid on the property, but the rest of them did not. And now we've read this bid out loud, and now I mean... How do I can't say it any better than cutting off your nose to spite your face on this situation, because if I was in his position, who was sitting in the audience, and I know you want to talk, Brandon, I'll give you your opportunity, I would be completely infuriated over the fact that you just read my bid aloud, and now you're going to put it out for rebid again.
And even if we do that, and other people come in at $7,000, we can still have the right to take his bid. You know, or someone comes in at $8,000.
Yeah, but here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Someone's going to say, okay, Southern Mud bid $7,500 on that property. I'm going to go in and bid $7,550 for that property. And then Southern Mud, who was the only one that came in and did it in the ample time that we required, was going to be out over $50.
Well, we don't have to take the $50 one.
I realize that, but...
So, I know. But I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
But the code says... The highest reasonable bid. So, you have to have a lot of.
It does say that
legal grounding.
Reasonable.
Highest reasonable bid on anything you bid.
That's a reasonable offer. I mean.
Yes, sir.
So, Brandon Schatt, Southern Mud. Hope you guys enjoy the building and what we are working on over there. I will tell you that in our initial thoughts, I had people reach out to me when they were going to bid. And the individuals you're talking about that did bid, I was encouraging to them. I said, hey, I will give you everything that I went through. I'll show you how to, you know, what you need to do. And we talked. And I was really encouraging to the fact that I thought they were going to do it. So the last time that they were going to put in their bid, I did not bid intentionally because I was encouraging to them and I had given them all my information and wanted them to be a success and have a business next door. I had been offered to pre-buy months worth or a year's worth of coffee if they got their coffee shop in. Like, I was encouraging to that fact. Mm-hmm. Since then, had been told that they were not interested anymore, that they weren't going to make it happen, that they did their homework and they didn't think it was a feasible thing. So with them saying that, then that re-encouraged me to say, hey, this time I will go ahead and step in and take a chance. For us, what we're going to utilize the property for is going to be parking lot. It's just going to be somewhere that we're going to beautify. We're going to mow the grass, we're going to put a fence around it. My big step in making sure that we got into this time was that we are looking, hopefully, as soon as this ground thaws, to put our fence in. Jim and I have had multiple conversations about how and where and what that looks like. So we, you know, when we do that, I would hate to go ahead and put mine in and then we turn around and I got to tear my fence out and move it to put it in on that corner. So that's why we're in this position now.
So, can Shuler make a motion?
I will make a motion to...
Stop.
Wait.
Hold up your motion.
Do you want me to call the attorney?
I think we need to take a 5-minute recess and get a hold of the attorney to see where we're at on this. Because in my opinion, and this is just solely me, in my opinion, I think that the property should go because we have a reliable bid. I don't feel in my mind that it should go out for rebid because of the dollar amount. But I don't want the city to be put into a legal issue. So if the council is willing, I would just assume we took a little recess and called the attorney and see where we were at with it.
I'll make a motion for that recess. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried. Okay.
I'll make a motion to open this back up.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Okay. So according to the city attorney, we can have a motion to waive the minimum bid, and as long as that's passed, then we could come back and accept the offer that we have in front of us. And in the motion, we would need to put in there that the property has been put out for bid a minimum of three times, and this is the only reasonable bid that we've received. That's where we're at. So with that, it's entirely up to you, Council, how you want to move forward. If you decide you want to move forward with this situation right here, then I'll need a motion to waive the minimum bid.
I'll make that motion, waive the minimum bid.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Second one would be, I would need a motion to accept Southern Mud's bid for $7,500 for the property with the information put in there that the property has been put out a minimum of three separate times for bid, and this is the only bid we received.
And are you gonna waive the?
And we would waive the
survey requirements.
Survey requirements. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Block.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Yes,
sir. COD, buddy.
Okay.
As your old neighbor and my still neighbor would say, in God we trust, all others pay cash.
$100 bill for it.
They'll just go dig the coffee cans up.
Next item is item number 14, setting the public hearing date for March 2nd, 2026 to authorize the sale of the real property.
I thought we just did that.
No, you authorized selling the property. Now you have to have a public hearing to sell the property.
You have to inform the public of public selling has to be informed. City property.
It's just at our March 2nd meeting.
Okay.
It's
very formality.
Yeah. We're not doing a special meeting anywhere or anything.
Why don't we have it in February?
Because you got to give me time for the publication.
In the publication in the paper.
Yeah.
It's just 4 weeks from tonight, March 2nd.
Okay.
You need a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Next item is public hearings. Item number 15, public hearing on an amended and restated plan for the 2021 Bluegrass West Business Park Urban Revitalization Area. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
You have the public hearing is open now for anyone from the audience to ask questions or express their concerns about it. This is amending the urban revitalization plan, which will update the legal description of the urban revitalization area to include therein certain real property, more particularly described as follows: Lot 20 of the final plat of Scott County West Business Park, in addition to the City of Bluegrass, Scott County, Iowa. Any questions?
There were no oral.
No,
written.
Correct. Seeing none, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Item number 16.